Bibles. Amen. Glory to God. Open up your Bibles to the book of Galatians, chapter 3. When I say groove, it's her family can get loud. Amen. So let's bring it back. Galatians chapter 3. Amen. We're going to start in verse 26. A sermon entitled, You Are Free. How many know tonight that you are free? Amen. Listen to me. You're free. We cannot let the devil continue to hold us down when we've been set free. When we finally realize that we have, can I tell you, it'll revolutionize our lives. It'll change. It'll transform. Because we are free. And tonight, you are free. Say to yourself tonight, I'm free. We are. It wasn't anything that you and I have done, but it was everything that Jesus did for you. And you tonight are free. Galatians chapter 3, starting in verse 26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ. And if you are in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now I say that an heir, as long as he is a child, can I tell you? That is the promise right there. That we have to be in Christ. You got to be sons and daughters. That a child does not differ at all from a slave, though he is that he is master of all. But is under guardians and stewards until the time appointed by the Father. Even so, we, when we are children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. Isn't that wonderful tonight? That you are free. You are free because we are sons and we are heirs through the heir of God. Through Jesus Christ tonight. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for the power that is in us to acknowledge that we are free. Help us in all things. Help us, God, to seek and serve you in all our days. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. All God's people said. Ask yourself a question this evening. Who are you? Who are you? Where are you today? Pastor, that's an easy question. I can look at my license and say, this is who I am. And I can tell you that I'm at 833 South Circle Drive, but no. That's not the question I'm asking you tonight. Who are you spiritually? And where are you in relationship with Jesus Christ? Where are you in the Lord this evening? When God looks down at your life, what does he see? Because, can I tell you, many of times, listen to me, many of times we can make believe that we are something else, but can I tell you, God sees high and he sees low. He sees everything. God does not, listen to me, God looks at our lives and he sees exactly who you and I are. What is God seeing of your life tonight? See, according to the word of God, you and I are redeemed not by anything that we did, but by everything that Jesus did. We are redeemed by the blood. The whole text, amen, is about one word, amen, and that word here, amen, that we read, it was about being redeemed. The word redemption. Redemption means that you have been bought, but free. But you're free. See, Jesus bought you from the wages of sin. And when you were bought, he didn't keep you, amen, he didn't keep you as a taskmaster would. He set you free. He set you free. See, through Jesus, we are no longer slaves to sin, but we are free from the power of sin. And not only that, but from the work of the enemy himself. We have been bought with a price, and that price, amen, is the price that Jesus paid upon at the cross. That was the only thing, amen, that was able to redeem you and I from the power of sin upon our lives. And not only that, amen, but we were adopted as children of God. See, two of my kids, amen, my daughter Crystal, the other day, she says, "Dad, somebody told me that I look exactly like you." I said, "I could have told you that all your life." Amen. I said, "I could have told you that from the time you were born." She says, "Dad, but somebody just told me that." See, two of my kids look exactly like me, and the other three look exactly like Mama. But when God looks down, he does not see who you and I look like. He sees if we look like him. Amen. See, it's not going to be, "Well, I look like this person, that person. I resemble this person or that person." No, do we look like him? We are part of a family of God, folks. See, we, call God Abba, Father. He is our Heavenly Father because of the work that Jesus Christ did upon the cross. Tonight, amen, as his son and daughter, you have the same rights and privileges that he offers all, because we are tonight his children. We are, amen, intertwined with the Spirit of God upon our lives. God now, amen, resides within us. And now, amen, we can live with God, amen, because God, amen, leads our lives from the inside out. From the inside out, folks. See, we are heirs to the blessings of God. We can live a victorious life, amen, because the power of God is upon us. Can I tell you? I always thought I can say no to anything, amen? I can do it. But every time I said I can do it, I failed. Amen? Every single time that I said, I have the ability, I can stop when I want. And every single time it was like, have a seat, because you're going to fail. Have a seat. Amen. Because every single time that I said to myself, I can do this on my own. And every single time that I have tried, even in my walk with God, can I tell you, I fall flat on my face. And it's not pretty, folks, for us to fall. See, because, of Jesus, you and I have everything we need to live your lives to the fullest for God. There's nothing more needed. See, we have an inheritance that is waiting on you and I. And that inheritance, is reserved for those who God calls his sons or his daughters. Amen. Romans 8:2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Galatians 5, verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ, by which Christ Jesus has made us free, and not being entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Galatians 4, 7. Therefore, you're no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. You tonight are free. Jesus, has set you free from the power of the law. See, the Galatians, Paul had to remind them this, because they were forgetting. Can I tell you, many of times we begin to forget, oh, I didn't do this. Oh, I didn't do that. Oh, I should have done this more. And God is looking at them and saying, when you accept me, see, we think we need to go ahead and do this. See, when I was raised in the Catholic Church, when I would go Saturday night, listen to me, I was a good Catholic that I would go, and I would go to confession on Saturday night. And when I left, I felt punished. I felt defeated. Go and do, 30, all my father's, 20, Hail Marys. And it was like, go out there and do all this. And after you did all that, you were like, man, I should feel better, but I was drained. I was drained. Listen, the world says this is what you got to do. And this is how much you have to do it. And Jesus says, all you have to do is believe in me. For you are, free from the power of the law. See, that's what the Galatians were talking about. They forgot what they had learned. How many know it's easy? Listen, we get in a bind and we begin to, go back to our default stage of who we were. Oh, I got to do this. This is what I got to do. See, they forgot that they were free in Christ. Their relationship with Jesus, because now they were, trying to get all these things done. What it was doing was it was destroying their relationship. And Paul asked them about this early in the epistle. Galatians 1, 6 and 7. Listen to what it says. I'm marveled that you are turning away so soon from him who called you into the grace of Christ to a different gospel, which is not another, but there, amen, are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel, amen, of Christ. See, people are always telling you and I, amen. They're always trying to get you and I. They're always coming up and they tell you, I am older. I know what I'm telling you. See, the Galatians had forgotten of who they were. The Galatians, amen, forgot what Jesus had done in them. If we can get them, si le podemos agarrar los audífonos. They had forgotten, amen, everything that God had done. See, too many times, folks, we forget who we are also. Muchas veces nosotros nos olvidamos quién verdaderamente somos. Si quieren ir allá para atrás, ella la está, le puede traducir. So just bring your chair and just put it right there in the back. Yeah. See, many of times, amen, you and I forget who we are. If that tonight is who we are, why do so many times we live like somebody else? Why do we live our lives as if we're defeated if we have freedom in Christ? Amen? We live our lives worried. Worry is destroying our lives. We're stressed. Pastor, I'm stressed. Why are you stressed? Because I'm stressed. We're anxious. And can I tell you, we can go on and on because instead of living like we're free, we live like we're defeated. See, tonight, we often forget because we allow things to get wedged between us and Christ. We give opportunities to other things, and we truly forget who we really are. Amen? Listen to me, folks. We forget very fast. You want me to give you an example? You go home tonight, you look at one of the things that you're not used to seeing, you're going to be like, I don't know what's going to happen with that. Where's our faith in Christ? Where's our faith? Pastor, I'm stressed out. Why are you stressed? We just left church and we should have the victory. But I'm stressed, Pastor. I'm worried. What are you worried about? I don't know what's going to happen. See, we forget who we are because we allow too many things to get in between God and us. Galatians 4 verse 9 says, it says that the Galatians were torn between the present and the past. See, they had accepted Christ, but false teachers had now come in into the church. And they were bringing up accusations that Jesus was not enough. See, they were teaching the Galatians, amen. They were teaching that the Galatians had to accept Jesus, but also to keep the law. The law is the works. You know, I'm even talking to a man yesterday, and he says, God gave us the Ten Commandments for something. And I said, yes, praise God, he did. But what happens if we don't do one of the Ten Commandments? Then we're doomed. Amen? But he says, but you're supposed to be, listen, you show me one perfect person, and that'll be enough for me. Because there's only been one, and that's Christ Jesus. But they were saying, this is what you have to do. Yes, you can follow and accept Christ, but that's not enough. See, people are always telling you, amen, you have to do more. There's more things that you have to do. And Paul comes, amen, and he rebukes them. See, what they were doing is they were trying to lead them back to what they were pre-Christ, back to who they were. And Paul, amen, he comes and he says, no, amen, you are bought. You are heirs, amen. You are sons. You are daughters, amen, because of what Jesus did and nothing else. See, they had been set free, but now they were about to let their past once again put them in bondage. One thing tonight, don't let anything destroy your relationship with God. Every single one of us, amen, every single one of us, we have, amen, things in our past. And can I tell you? It's not only ugly, but it's ugly, ugly. Our pasts are never good. Oh, Pastor, I got a pretty good life. Listen, if we dig up your trash, there's no trash that is ever good. How many know that? Amen? No trash is ever any good. And none of us here, amen, are great. When you and I begin to think about who we were prior to Christ, we were slaves, enslaved to our sin. Some tonight, more than others, but yet we were all slaves. How many know that? Some, their sins were more visible than others. And some, their sins were more horrible than others. But can I tell you, you can't put a scale on sin because sin is sin. How many know that tonight? See, we try to make sin look good. Well, I was a pretty good sinner. I wasn't that bad of a sinner. Tell me tonight, what's not a bad sin? Somebody tell me tonight, what is not a bad sin? Because every sin, the Bible says, there's a wage that has to be paid for it. So somebody blurt out a sin that you think, because too many times we say, I'm not that bad of a sinner, so what's not a bad sin? Amen? What is not a bad sin? You know, too many people, well, I'm not an alcoholic, but I drink every day, but I'm always in control, Pastor. No, you're a drunk. You're an alcoholic. Because if you have to drink, oh, Pastor, I just got to drink just to get relaxed. Oh, no, you're a drunk. You're an alky. You just got to admit it. See, our sin affected us the same way. And not only did it affect the person, but it also hurts those around you. Can I tell you, I can point out and if you tell me, I can say that your sin is going to also have a domino effect upon other people. Because sin doesn't only stay with you. It affects everybody around you. See, whether tonight you are a good sinner, a bad sinner, a big sinner, or a little sinner, the key word in all of them is one thing. We're sinners. Every single one of us. But your past tonight, does not have to matter anymore. Because you were remodeled. Can I tell you, God didn't use cheap parts on us when he remodeled us. Amen. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. See, your old life tonight is gone. You're not who you used to be because of one thing. You were born again, and God has given you and I a brand new opportunity, a new start in life. See, every sin tonight, it always has a consequence. Some are temporary, but yet many are permanent. And they, have the opportunity when we are, there. Listen to me. Those scars, they have the opportunity to alter the course of your life. See, tonight we're not supposed to dwell on the scars of others. Pointing out scars of others don't cover up our own scars. You know, the other day, I got a scar here on my finger. I don't know if we can see it. But I got it with just a little bit. I went to go throw something away, and I touched the edge, and it scarred me. And then, I was there, and my wife reached out, and she touched me, there on my finger, and it opened up the wound. Listen, that's what many of people too many times do. They continue to open up the wounds that should have already been healed. They should have been healed. See, pointing out other people's scars don't heal yours any quicker. Amen? See, we have enough to deal with on our own to worry about other people's scars. Scars are hard enough, to live with without other people picking at them. See, Maribel didn't pick it on purpose. She just reached out and just tapped it. But it opened up. See, you don't have to do a lot, folks, to open up somebody's scars. See, there are things that we've done and we can't rewind. We can't act like they never happened. We can't just hit the backspace, delete, gone. Sent, undo, send. Amen. We can't do that. Let me erase it. See, those choices and decisions are there. Listen to me. They're there. No matter what we do. No matter what we could do on our own. See, tonight, you can still be in pain because of the actions of things that you did or pains of the actions that other people have done in your past. We can say, we can say, what if that hadn't happened? What about this? What if I had done something different? Sometimes these questions, can I tell you, they even bring you and I to tears. The question tonight isn't, can I somehow escape, my past as if it never happened? It should be, am I ready to let go of my past to be able to attain a victory? See, you can attain victory tonight. But you've got to let go of those things in your past. You will never get past if you're always holding on to what happened in our past. Don't let those scars destroy the relationship that you have with Christ. See, those scars are there, and there's no way around it. Can I tell you? We have to learn to live with the scars of life. Amen? They remind you and I of who we were. You know, somebody recently said, Pastor. I was like, what? Pastor, you got a tattoo? Pastor, what's wrong with you? I said, I got another one back over here too. Listen, that's who I was. Amen? I'm no longer that person anymore. I'm no longer. That's not who I am anymore. The person that told me, he said, let me see it. So I showed it to him. He says, I got one too. But see, listen to me. I'm not going to continue to do things once I've accepted Christ that remind me of who I was before. Amen? Because I'm free. See, we are no longer that same person, and those scars, don't have the same effect upon your life that you had. Because why? We are free. If you have your Bible, not your e-Bible, because you, I don't know if you can mark your e-Bible. But if you have your Word of God, everybody, turn it to Romans 8, verse 1 in your Bible. Romans 8, verse 1. Well, let me preset my Bible and let me put a bookmark. Bing! Romans 8, verse 1 says. There is therefore now no condemnation. So you know what the devil would try to use against you? The Bible says that it's not there no more. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. See, when the devil tries to remind you and say, look at the scars you got. Yeah, devil, but they're healed. They're healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm free. The scars are there, but I'm free. Can I tell you? Your scars are there, but therefore, amen, there is therefore no condemnation in your life anymore. Because you are in Christ and you don't walk according to your flesh, but you walk according to God now. See, tonight, If you learn that, you will never be condemned again. The devil will come in. That voice just goes out the other ear. It's just going out. Keep talking, devil, because I'm not listening anymore to you. Because I'm not condemned anymore. See, there are some tonight that your past is still haunting you today. And you're still chained. Your life is still chained to your sins of your past. You're longing for one thing, and that is freedom. But you've given up. You've given up the life, amen. You've given up in your life, amen, to be able to be fully free. Can I tell you, that's a lie from hell tonight. Because the promises of God today are still yes and amen. You're free. And he who the Son set free is what? So if we know it, let's live it, folks. Amen? If we can say it, let's live it. You are free. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. Amen. Hallelujah. You're here in this place and you're not saved. You're not right with God. You're here in this place and you're backslidden. You heard the voice that condemned you. And you went away from God. Tonight, you can receive the full promises of God. But you can't do it on your own. Through Christ, we can do all things. It doesn't say through you, through your mother, your father, your brother, your sister. It says through Christ, we can do all things. Maybe you're here tonight and you've fallen away from God. Would you give your life back to Jesus? Would you allow Jesus back into your life? Maybe you've never accepted him, but tonight you want to make that decision. Or maybe you're away from God. Jesus wants to set you free. You're no longer bound by the law. See, if we broke one of the laws, there was over 800 of them, around 800 of them. If you broke one, amen, you were doomed and gloomed. But Jesus said, when you accept me, you are now my son. You are now my daughter. Maybe you are here in this place tonight and you're not a son. You're not a daughter tonight. But tonight you want to make that decision. Pastor, here's my hand. Lift it high. I want to see it. Amen. I want to pray for you tonight. That's you tonight. Amen. You're not saved. You're not right with God. Would you allow Jesus tonight to touch your life? Allow Jesus tonight to help you. That's you in this place. You want to give your life to Jesus. Amen. I'm going to open up your altar. I'm going to open up the altar. Amen. Maybe your past is still condemning you. Amen. The scars of life is still condemning you. You have to understand that there is therefore no more condemnation to those who are in Christ. And you have to, amen, quiet that voice that continually haunts your life and tells you you're not good enough for Christ. You haven't done enough for Christ. You still need more. You're not good at... Listen, we need to quiet that voice tonight. We need to allow God to truly help us. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. El altar está abierto. Ven, ven en esta noche. Hay que decirle a Dios que el que el Hijo hace libre es libre de verdad en esta noche. You're free, folks. You're free. You're free. Estás libre. Hay que no vivir en esa vida. Una vida carnal. Pero hay que vivir nuestra vida a donde vive Dios adentro de nosotros. Let's trust in God. Hay que confiar en Dios en esta noche. We're condemned because those scars remind us. And can I tell you, the devil is good to remind us of what we've done. El diablo nos recuerda de las cosas que hemos hecho. Le tenemos que decir al diablo, eso ya no me va a afectar. We got to tell the devil, that's not going to affect my life anymore. I'm in Christ. And if I'm in Christ, I am. I'm a son. I'm a daughter. We cannot forget, folks, listen to me. We cannot forget who we are in Christ. No nos podemos olvidar de la persona que somos en Cristo Jesús. We're free. Somos libres en esta noche. We're free. So we're going to sing that song, amen. He set me free. If you have it up there, amen. If therefore the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Listen, we have to understand that we are free. Tienes que entender en esta noche que si estás libre, porque Él nos ha liberado. Él nos ha liberado. He set me free. He set me free, yeah.